Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, Doc Bill, I've talked all about these great activities and how much fun I had with the winter activities, enjoying that Nordic spa. Oh, I mean, all those things were fantastic, but I also had some really good food. And, you know, there are some things that are traditional there in Quebec.
Well, it's a great place. It's got great weather as far as weather that's cold. And the interesting thing about the fact that you have cold weather, you have a lot of things that you can grow and you can produce that you can't get in the hotter climates. And the thing about Quebec is, you know, this renowned for its maple syrup. And that's a huge industry that's been growing and getting bigger and bigger each year there.
You're right about that. And I had a chance to try something that's really special during the Winter Carnival. They pour out a little bit of that kind of liquid maple syrup onto the ice. And you have one of those, I call them popsicle sticks. You have one of those and you just roll it in the maple syrup, and you make like this little candy pop that you can eat as you walk around the Winter Carnival. That was a lot of fun to do that. I'll also put that picture on the website and on Facebook so that you can see that, because that was so much fun to do that.
Well, it is. I mean, maple syrup is the sweetener up in Quebec. I mean, you contrast to Georgia, where you've got sweeteners. You've got sorghum in the North Mountains, and you've got cane syrup down in the coastal area. There is a place that's starting to do some maple syrup in Georgia, but again, our primary thing here is going to be sorghum, it's going to be cane. But up in Quebec, the maple syrup's used a lot. It's used a lot as sweetener in drinks. There's a very famous drink there called caribou. Mm-hmm. And that's about 75% either wine or some type of hard alcohol. Another 25% is maple syrup, usually traditionally used to sweeten it. And again, it's a great dish, and there are many varieties of it. And the original drink was made many, many years ago, and it was said to be, I think it was a little bit of maple syrup, but also maybe had it in a caribou blood as well as some type of liquor. So modified over time.
Well, yeah, maybe that's where, you know, where the name caribou comes from. But I had a chance to try that, and that is a drink that they like to drink during the wintertime because it is said to keep you warm. And I tried some of it. I actually liked it. Some people were kind of like, oh, I'm not so sure. But I actually liked it. I wanted to bring some back, but missed that opportunity. But yes, it's very, very tasty, and you do feel warm inside after you drink some of that. But, you know, there are some other yummy foods there as well. Now, you're talking about the maple syrup, but also maple butter. I mean, they do a lot to really blend that maple into a lot of things that they do.
Well, they do. Maple itself has the innate almost like a buttery type flavor. And you mix that within butter, you can make maple butter. You can make maple fudge. And it's used in a lot of dishes and it's used to highlight and help a lot of as a condiment for a lot of things that are served in the area.
Well, you know, apples as well, too, now there, and they do something really unique there with apple cider, where they make this ice apple cider or this ice apple wine that they make there. And I had a chance to try a brand called, I'm not sure if I'm going to pronounce this right, but Niji, which also means snow. And it is made from apples when they're harvested, and then they are pressed at Christmas time, but they're kept really cold, and they make this fantastic ice wine.
I like ice wine, whether it's made with apples or whether it's made with grapes. It just has a different flavor to what you would get if you had a normal wine. Mm-hmm. And they're unique. Usually the volumes are a lot, it's more work in a sense, and your yield's a bit lower. But because of that, you pay a lot more for it, but it's definitely worth it. And it's so rich, you don't need to be drinking that much of it. Just sips of it are just great.
Yeah, a sip with a little bit of cheese, a little bit of, some different smoked meats and things like that would maybe make it really good.
And you have some great cheeses up in Quebec as well. That's something that's kind of neat to try with it.
Absolutely, they do. Now, what about poutine?
Well, speaking of cheese, that's one of the dishes, one of the greens that's key in that ingredient. I mean, in that dish. Poutine is really a combination of several things. One is cheese curd.
Yes.
The other one is French fries. And then it has some type of sauce, which is usually brown gravy. It's either chicken gravy or turkey gravy. And this gravy is then poured on top of the cheese curd and the French fries. And it's a hearty, warm dish. And you can add other things on top of it. But that's the basis. Other things can be added in addition to that.
Well, you know, everyone was saying, you have to try it, you have to try it. And I was wondering, well, what is this dish? So we had a chance to go to a place called Ashton's, and we tried it. Now, I added sausage to mine because, as you mentioned, you can add other things to it. And I really liked it. I mean, the cheese curd is kind of squishy, squeegee-like, and it just has a neat texture to it. Really unlike anything that I think I've had. It was really kind of cool.
It is cool. I mean, you can get cheese curd here. Some of the Amish places will also produce a cheese curd up in Helen, places like that. And you will see modifications of this dish in other parts of the United States. But, you know, Quebec's known for that being the centralized dish.
Well, it is. And then, of course, French fries. I ate a lot of French fries all over because French fries are quite popular in, you know, the French cuisine. So I think that's how we've come to have so many of them there. But it was really a great dish. I think there are other restaurants as well that are all around that, you know, that will provide that dish as well. And other parts of Canada, too. Now, some of the other people that were on this trip with me were talking about the times that they'd had it. This one young lady said that during college when they are cramming and studying for, you know, exams and everything, and it's 2 o'clock in the morning, there's nothing like poutine to go out and get, you know, one of those dishes, and that just kind of sells you all the way through with the remainder of your studying and gets you through the test. So poutine is one of those dishes, I guess, that people grow up with. They have a lot of stories to tell about it.
Well, they do. And you even have some vegetarian versions coming out as well in Quebec. So, I mean, there's a lot of neat things with it. It's a great central food that's featured in the cuisine. Again, you have the maple syrup. You have potatoes. You have a lot of the French influence on dishes. And then you also have pastries, which are you see in any cuisine. And they have a very unique pastry known there as beaver tail pastries.
Tell me about the beaver tail. I saw that, but I didn't partake in the beaver tail.
It's unique. It was, I guess it's been there for a while. There's a couple named Grant and Pam Hooker who were the ones involved initially in popularizing this dish and set up a company in which they produce large amounts of this pastry and they sell it throughout the country. But it's basically a fry bread. It may have its origins back to the Native Americans, where you have a lot of the fry bread do. Mm-hmm. But it's basically a fry bread, which is a bread that's fried and then topped with various toppings. It can be simple as powdered sugar. It can be maple syrup, but a lot of things they put on top of it to make it either savory or to make it sweet.
Now, one of the young ladies that I was with, she ordered one, and she topped hers with chocolate and banana. So I have a picture of that on the website and on Facebook as well. So take a look at that. Now, it looked delicious, and, I mean, there were lines out the door waiting to get these beaver tails. So it's very, very popular. And, you know, really, like you said, it's like a fry bread with some neat things on top of it.
Right.
So really, really good.
I think the name came from the fact that it actually they shape it like the tail of a beaver. So it's an oval shape, and that's where the name came from that.
And, you know, beavers are very, very well known in the Canadian history as well as in their culture. I mean, beaver tails are and beaver skins were one of the things that, you know, was used to make clothing and shoes and things like that throughout the years.
It's the way people used to make a living.
It's the way people made a living. Absolutely. But now I had a chance to go and visit a couple of great restaurants, too, where we had dinner. La Graffiti, the first night when we arrived, I had a fantastic steak there. So there are great restaurants there that you can really, you know, try foods that you're quite familiar with if you're not wanting to try the poutine. But I suggest you definitely try, at least try it. You can get different sizes of it, too. You can get, like, extra large. You can get medium. You can get a small size. So definitely try the poutine. But now, I went to the Ice Hotel. We mentioned that. And I had a drink in an ice glass. How about that?
You didn't get your lips stuck to it, did you?
No, I didn't get my lips stuck to the glass, but a very, very pretty drink. And take a look at the Facebook page to see some pictures of that as well. It's a beautiful, beautiful drink. It was kind of like this turquoisey blue, kind of deep blue color. So it was really fantastic to just see the drink, actually, and drink it out of a ice glass. And then once you finish, you just toss the glass into this receptacle that recycles, I guess it, you know, just recycles it back into water, then makes it back into ice again, which is kind of cool as well.
It is neat.
So any other foods, any other things like that? Now, you mentioned a vegetarian poutine. So what would be in a vegetarian poutine?
Everything except you get to the gravy. Probably you'd have a soy-based gravy for this dish. You wouldn't you'd have the potatoes, and you would have the cheese. Now, it wouldn't be vegan, but it's vegetarian, and that's quite nice. And then you'd have a soy-based gravy that's brown that's used to flavor and bind the dish together.
Well, sounds great. Sounds really good. Now, I brought you some of that maple butter back, so I hope you're going to make something really yummy with that.
Definitely going to have some of that.
That sounds great. I'm sure you can make some pastries or cakes or frostings for cakes or things like that with it. That would be really yummy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds great. Sounds really good. Now, we're coming down to the end of the show, and Doc Bill, you know, I know you mentioned the sugar cane, so any late news on the sugarcane crop down on Sapelo? Can you tell us anything quickly?
Well, we've had a very, very mild winter, so I expect within the next 3 weeks or so that cane to start sprouting. And we'll fertilize it, and we'll be looking to move towards the end of October or the first part of November for a harvest.
Well, that sounds great. Now, are you going to make any syrup?
We're definitely going to make syrup with it. That's the key thing. It'll be our first syrup harvest.
And so is there any such thing as like sugarcane butter?
You can make sugarcane butter. They make sorghum butter as well. And it's just basically mix butter into that. And you can also mix ginger in. A lot of things you can do. Once you have a sweetener, you can mix anything with it.
Well, that sounds great. That sounds really good. Now, you are listening to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and we have come to the end of the show. We thank you guys so much for listening in. I hope you have been encouraged to consider Quebec as one of your vacation spots. And if you're looking for somewhere to go next year, especially during the Winter Carnival, I certainly would definitely recommend the Winter Carnival in Quebec. So check it out. I have more information on our website, travelbagswithanita.com. So we'll be back in 2 weeks again with more travel tips and travel destinations. You're on North Georgia's News Talk, AM550 and FM 102.9,
WDUN.
Tell me, what's a Douglas fir?
C-A-N-A-D-A.
Bet you never heard a bobcat purr.